understand it, but what he saw tonight defied description. Once he passed the old trailer and entered the quiet land beyond, he caught a whiff of smoke. He closed the distance to where a lone figure squatted in front of a campfire. Feeling a surge of energy, he took off again. His last stride brought him to the opposite side of the fire. Forcing his voice to calm, he said, "Nasha." Burned herbs and singed wood scents filled the air. Nasha lifted a dark gaze to pin him. Eyes, once brown, were black pits of anger. Flickering light glowed over wrinkles carved into the 61-year-old weathered face. Nasha's leather vest and a long-sleeved shirt fell loose over his jeans, still dressing as he had when they were both boys. Nasha grunted up at him.
"You come with questions, but you do not hear truth."
Bite Seal's brain would explode if the crotchety old guy started that crap tonight. In a raw voice, he warned, "No riddles. You claim to be a powerful medicine man. We lost Sonny tonight. His face..." Bite Seal's voice fell off. He couldn't get the words out. Glaring back, Nasha bit out,
"I know of Sonny's death."
"Okay, then. Do you know how?" Bite Seal held his breath, fearing Nasha would say Sonny had taken drugs or done something equally sickening. Bite Seal would need proof before he could accept Sonny hadn't been the squeaky clean kid he'd watched grow up. Nasha lifted his lip in disgust.
"His death, not natural."
"I know that. Tell me something I don't know, damn it." Nasha moved no muscle, his hard gaze accusing Bite Seal of all the wrongs in their clan. Bite Seal didn't blink. He stared right back with determination born of pain so deep it had found a permanent place in his soul. With a grunt of dismissal, Nasha broke away first. Words backed up in Bite Seal's tight throat. He prided himself on maintaining his calm when others didn't, but his chest vibrated with anger he needed to release. He gave the medicine man one more chance.
"What do you think could have caused Sonny to claw his face off?
I have someone running a test for drugs."
"You think Sonny took drugs?"
Nasha accused.
"No! I'm just trying to find a reason for something I can't comprehend," Bite Seal shouted.
He'd mentally searched for any reason, even an unwelcome one. But when the medical examiner suggested the possibility of drugs, Bite Seal had lashed out at the poor guy. With no other explanation, he was being forced to consider the unimaginable. Nasha crossed his arms and lifted his eyebrows in challenge.
"Dark spirits walk among us."
Bite Seal drew in a deep breath, willing himself to stand here until he got information.
"Are you saying something like a demon got inside Sonny?"
Bite Seal believed in the power of men such as his brother, Sonny, who should have been their medicine man, and Nasha, but he'd never dealt with a demonic problem. Nasha made a sound of disgust.
"You look for a simple answer. Some deaths have many layers."
"That's not helpful at all," Bite Seal ground out. He spent time with business people who gave him straight answers, and that's all he wanted now. Nasha crossed his arms.
"I am healer, not one who is supposed to see problem."
His tone of dismissal said as much as him lowering his gaze to the fire did.
"Come to me when you know what to heal."
Fisting his fingers to keep from strangling Nasha, Bite Seal caught himself. He couldn't lose his control now. Everyone looked to him to be strong, even when his guts felt ripped out. He stomped back to his sport utility vehicle a quarter mile away, where he'd parked it, because he dented the rim driving to this trailer the last time. His next stop would be even more difficult, which was why he'd gone to Nasha first. Another 15 minutes down the paved road, Bite Seal pulled off to think about his options. He could either call the casino office and wait for an ATV to be delivered, or take his chances driving 2 miles off-road to reach the Seer's place. How Loki refused to move to the trailer with running water and utilities Bite Seal had provided for her. She lived in a primitive hogan, a dome-shaped structure covered in mud and positioned near the eastern edge of the Grand Canyon. Asking for an ATV in the middle of a Friday night would set tongues wagging when Bite Seal had to keep this contained